It is the sad nature of memes that they do have to die. They're an organic matter that has its growth and its, you know, grandeur, and then its peak, and then it's get exchanged by the next generation of memes. So we have to find the next object of culinary barbarism from the north. And I think I had a thing qualifying for that. And I was going to... Oh, Jesus Christ. I was going to tell you about it a few weeks ago because we had this thing at work and I was going to talk about the experience. But I'm going to introduce to you people that are ignorant on food the Swedish sandwich cake. Pausing for awe.
Oh dear. Yeah, no, I'm just biting down on my tongue here.
So this is the most delicious thing that, you know, you can ever eat. And Johan, actually, my former co-host, reminded me the other day of the deliciousness. It's his favorite dish to eat the sandwich cake. And he's got his special bakery down in Skåne in Swedish, where he gets his sandwich cake. And, you know, people are very particular about what they like to have on their sandwich cake because there's different versions. You can have the fishy version, you can have the meaty version, and different sauces stuff. We like sauce in Sweden. It's not really sauce, but it's like a mayonnaise base, like goo on it. Like a dripping.
Is that Kalle's caviar that comes in that freaky tube? Is that what I'm looking at right here?
No. That's
you guys have all this food tube shit scared the crap out
of
me.
Yeah, it's a lot of tube stuff. We do a lot of tube. Yeah. But this is mandarin, or what's it called? You know.
How do we celebrate this day? And
it's got this, we got this Asian woman explaining it to us in English.
Swedish smörgåstårta.
Smörgåstårta.
The word smörgåstårta in Swedish means cream sandwich.
Got some salmon
cake
on there. It's good stuff.
This cake is normally made up of several levels of white or light rye bread with creamy fillings in between.
Tubes.
Cream,
yes, tube. Tube gang represent.
The additional fillings may vary from the individual taste, and it often includes herbs. Salad,
throw away that fucking green stuff. You don't need that
cheese,
stuff.
Cheese, ham, shrimps, salmon, cooked egg, and lemon.
Yes. Oh my god.
This dish is often served cold, and it should be done one day in advance.
Let it sit.
As this is a popular dish for the Scandinavian people on birthday, wedding, and funeral. I personally love the concept of this cake, because then I can make this one day in advance so I can relax and enjoy my guests at the party.
Enjoy your guest. Yeah, for sure. But what I was going to say was, this is like so entrenched in Swedish culture that where I work, I'm a proletarian. And our lords, our masters at work, they reward us with sandwich cake when we've done a good job. Mm-hmm. They say, good boy. And then you get a sandwich cake. And everyone sits down and they're like, oh my God, I worked my ass off for a whole year and now I get one slice of sandwich cake. It was all worth it.
Can't you just make that at home? God damn.
Yes, you can. You can, but it's never as good as when you get it from a nice bakery. And right. They know exactly how to do it. The sauce, the goo. And it's not cheap either. It's really fucking expensive. So you want that served by your masters at the table for sure.